This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next draft NPR our agenda proposes changes to our regulations governing the activities of corporations and labor organizations. Ms. Hayden from our Office of General Counsel will present.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 11-73 is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking in response to the petition for rulemaking filed by the James Madison Center for Free Speech regarding the making of independent expenditures and electioneering communications by corporations and labor organizations. The draft proposes amending regulations implementing the statutory prohibitions on corporations and labor organizations making independent expenditures and electioneering communications. It also proposes deleting other regulations in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United. Thank you. I'd be happy to address any questions.
Thank you, Council. Any discussion? Vice Chair Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be supporting this NPRM today, and I just want to thank the Chair for her hard work on trying to get something through, and hopefully we'll be able to take the first step today. I think we all agree that we wish this could be broader, but one step at a time, perhaps, and I think addressing at least the core provisions of the statute, the regulations related to those is an important first step, and I'm happy that we're going to be able to do that today. I'd also like to thank Eric Brown from my office, who's been working on this issue with this NPRM with all the rest of us for almost 2 years. Thank you, Eric.
Anything further? All right. I think it's fair to say, reluctantly supporting this NPRM. I appreciate Commissioner Vice Chair Hunter and I have spent a lot of time over the last particularly few weeks, but also throughout the summer working on this. I think this can fairly be called sort of the bare minimum that we need to do to make our regulations consistent with Citizens United. I certainly expect those commenting on the draft to let us know if there are other changes necessitated by the decision or proposed by the changes, but from my view, this is the core of what is needed to respond to what the court struck down in the case. I continue to be disappointed that we're unable to approach Citizens United in a comprehensive way. I think this is a fairly myopic approach, and I think it ignores a very important part of the holding of that decision regarding the statutory requirements for disclosure. As I said in January, I believe it's the Commission's job not only to ask which regulations must be repealed, but also to ask whether our existing rules regarding disclosure should be revised to ensure that they continue to serve their original purpose in light of these new speakers in the new world. And as Commissioner Weintraub pointed out, there's a significant increase in the spending, and that is all well and good. But the Supreme Court said that voters are entitled to receive information so that they can weigh different messages from different speakers. And I'm not sure, from my view, whether that is actually happening, particularly given the volume that has been turned up. I continue to believe, therefore, that the most appropriate approach would be to ask whether our reporting regulations should be updated in light of the new participants and whether our rules governing foreign nationals should be revised as well. But 2 years after the decision, I also believe it is necessary to take this step to remove our regulations, and that's what the proposals do today. So we look forward to your comments on that. And I note that the Commission has been criticized for moving fairly slowly on this effort, but I also, as I noted earlier, Congress has yet to take the statutory provisions off the books that were struck down by the court's decision. And of course, immediately after the decision, this commission did issue a statement stating that we would not be enforcing these provisions. So I don't think that there's been any confusion by the public, but it also seems to me the responsible thing to do to go ahead and take those provisions out of the regulations book. And we have provided in this NPRM a couple of options for how to do that. So seeking public comment on that is the right thing to do. I think that is our job, and I think it's unfortunate that we weren't weren't able to also, what I think, do our job in terms of the independent expenditure reporting NPRM that just failed. But I will be able to support this today. Is there anything further? Do we have a motion?
I move approval of agenda document 11-73.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries 5-1. Thank you, Ms. Hayden.